Okay, what are we looking at here? We're looking at my website, which is wonderprofessor.com. I know. I was looking for something that you would not forget, because many years ago, the college gave us a website that was impossible to remember. So, can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Aha! You can remember Wonder Professor. Con dos S's, the English spelling, not professor. So this is the homepage, and you really won't spend much time on the homepage unless you want to play around with some of the links I have, because it goes on and on and on and on. And some of the resources that we have in here are also in Canvas as you walk through the introduction module. But here's one that's really important. See, it's red. Well done. Forget which one of our sister community colleges, Mount Sac. I forget, but up in the LA area, did it, and it is very good. It really explains to you as a student what you need to do. And then I go on and on. This is going to be inside Canvas, inside our program, our class. So don't worry about it. And then some free software, and then some other goodies all the way down to the bottom, where we remember our dear, sweet co-worker, Sylvia Arechiga Pierce. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe how old I am and how long it's been. But anyway, you're not interested in the homepage, unless you want to play around with some of the links. But mostly what you're interested in is our class, Business 123, Introduction to Investment, Spring 2021. Now, notice we have the last year's class and then last fall's Financial Planning and Money Management. So those are free for you to play with on your own. It's up to you. It's all freely available. And then a few of these might be useful. Check out Rate My Professors. I know. You have to be careful, because sometimes the student wants to blame the instructor for their failings. But sometimes these reviews are very spot on, so check it out. Then, if you have not, don't have some, we'll discuss what you need for dealing with documentation, the documents in our class. But here are some links, and we'll have those, of course, over and over and over again. And then here's Business 123 in the news and plugged by NBC, if you can believe it, CNBC. Pretty wild there. So, but this is what you're interested in. Business 123, Introduction to Investment. So let's go to that class website. Now, as we discuss in Canvas and in the pre-semester announcement and in the first week's announcement, you don't really have to use this class website. I like it better because it's just a whole lot easier to navigate around. But it's also a little intimidating, as we'll see. But because what we use is the Canvas to walk through the material. But the material is all here on the class website. Now, notice there's a little discussion. This will eventually disappear after you're all familiar with Google Docs. But you should be able to read the documents on any device using Google Docs. But what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to say, oh, but I want edit rights. No, you don't want edit rights. These are the masters. You're going to make a copy and then edit the copy. And if you notice, it says, see the chapter one presentation study, I'm sorry, chapter one study guide presentation for how to make your own copy, how to deal with Google Docs. But the cool thing about Google Docs is it's free. All you need is a Gmail account, a Google Mail account. And then for those of you who want the textbook, make sure you listen to the commentary on the syllabus. The material is at the bottom of the page, which we'll see in a bit. So here, notice on the class website, it will always tell you when the next exam is. Of course, in Canvas, there's a calendar which will tell you also, but make sure you keep on top of that. Notice that even though we have a remote session and an online session, they're basically exactly the same. You could take either one, and the only difference is the remote session has remote Zoom sessions Tuesday and Thursday mornings, which are optional. We're going to record them anyway, so it doesn't really matter which class you take. If you're in the online class, feel free to come to the Zoom sessions. If you're in the remote class. You don't have to come to the Zoom sessions. You can just watch the online presentations, listen to them, or the recorded Zoom sessions. The announcements will always also be in Canvas. They will be sent to your Southwestern College email through Canvas. One of the things I want you to do right away, dear students, is to add your personal email and your mobile phone number into Canvas so that you will get the messages to your general, your personal email, and your Southwestern College email, because we know certain students just don't check their Southwestern College email, and that's the only thing that Canvas is set up automatically to do. I've jumped up and down, screamed and hollered, and begged and pleaded for our information technology group to add the general or the personal emails, and they say they can't do it. There's no way to do it. So, oh well. And we know we lose students for that reason. Now, here comes the material. Here's the syllabus for the remote class, the syllabus for the online class. Listen to the commentaries, please. There's a long format which they want us to use, but I think it's kind of silly. And then here you go. You get to see me. I introduce myself. Now notice, you'll start seeing these closed caption grayed out. Why is that? There's a long story behind that. The world is changing very quickly because of COVID. And we used to always have to have every video closed captioning. By law, we had to do it. And I knew that wasn't going to continue. I knew, because I knew as soon as online became so popular, and then, of course, COVID made it a whole lot faster, there was no way that we have the resources to do that. There's a company we use, 3C Media Solutions, and they're just completely over-swamped. So they went back to, I don't know how they did it. I'm not involved in these negotiations. But they negotiated that only classes that need the closed captioning, where somebody has said, look, I need that closed captioning, will get those resources. So if you need the closed captioning, immediately contact us and contact me or DSS. Don't wait, because it'll just make it that much longer for us to get the closed captioning. At the same time, I've been playing with Google Docs' ability to do closed captioning in the presentations. It's not ADA compliant, but it's pretty darn good, and it's free. It comes with Google Docs. So here, you'll see a video where there's no closed captioning, or there might be the Google Docs closed captioning. You'll see a link where it's grayed out because we don't have the resources to do it, but if you need the closed captioning, we'll get them, so contact us. And then you'll see audio. And now, we're looking at the guided tour because this is what I'm doing right now. Oh, as we said, things are changing rapidly. We used to use Apple iTunes, but now Apple is phasing out iTunes and they won't let us upload any more new videos. The videos that are there from last year are available to you Apple fans, but I can't update them. I can't. I tried and I looked around, snooped around using the internet search, and it seems that this is it. Apple is getting rid of iTunes, so that's okay. We have YouTube and we have the wonderprofessor.com website, and if we need it, we'll have 3C Media Solutions. So finally we get to the presentation. Finally we get to the materials for chapter one. There will always be a slide presentation. That's the very first link, and you can use Google Docs, you can use OpenOffice, LibreOffice, Microsoft PowerPoint, and you can then turn those into your word processing documents and play with them however you see fit. But what you're mostly going to deal with are the presentations. Here they are. They're in audio mode, in video mode, and then also on YouTube. Okay, so don't think you have to go through all these, because these are duplicated, or actually triplicated, right? We have the lecture in audio only, lectures for chapter one. There's four lectures. And then we have them audio video. We'll take a look in just a moment. And then we have them on YouTube. But before we put those down, we have the study guide. Every chapter has a study guide. Watch this video. Watch this video because it shows you how to use Google Docs. We have the assignments and the assignment commentaries, links that are associated with the assignments, how to submit assignments, discussion board assignments. I know it looks very intimidating, but realize that you're going to, this is a three-unit, 16-week semester. You have plenty of time to do this, an hour a day. And you don't have to use this website. You can use Canvas. You will use Canvas to submit your assignments. You'll use Canvas to do discussion forums and take exams. But also, all the material, you'll walk through Canvas, and all it does is it just points you here. So you'll see how that works in a bit. And then scams, we'll talk about scams short-term. So this is all the material for Chapter 1. So that makes, I know it looks scary, it looks intimidating, but realize that you're going to spend a lot of time on wonderprofessor.com, whether on the class website, whether you do it on wonderprofessor.com or you use Canvas, either one. You're going to spend a whole lot of time here because that's basically the class material. And do you really need the book? I'm not supposed to tell you that you really don't need the book, but you really don't need the book because I believe, and I'm not the only one who believes this, students have told me this, that this material is better than the book. Okay, the book is okay. It's not bad. It's not worth $300 million, or however much they're asking for a new copy. But as we'll see in a moment, hang on a minute. Here, finally, okay, textbook. Here are links to the 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, and 4th editions of the books. You can use any edition. The 9th is the official, the latest edition. But they're basically all the same. The booksellers come up with a new edition every 2 or 3 years, whether they need one or not. And the first chapter is excellent. The rest of it is kind of dry and boring. And what can we say? Chapter 6 is pretty good. But I disagree vehemently with how they've organized the text. Chapter 2, we don't do until the end of the semester. So figure that one out. But notice that you can get the book through Amazon, through Chegg, through eBay. And if you get some of the older editions, you can get them for $20, which is, I think, if the book new, I would say it's worth about $30, $40 new. But, I'm not the person in charge of that. But so you can get an older edition for the book. You used to be able to go to the library and check out one, not check it out, but it's on reserve. You can't check it out, but you can read it there. But course, the library's closed, so that's I don't know when that's going to change. So it's up to you. If you're the kind of person who has to have a book, sure. If you want to buy one of the newer editions, great. It's going to cost you a lot more. I think you can rent the new edition for like $60 or $70. Maybe you get a hard copy, but you can definitely get the electronic version for about $60 rented. So check that out if you're so inclined. I'm not trying to badmouth the book, but I'm not the only one who's upset about how much books are charged, how much students are being charged for books. There's a whole movement about, and they say, "Well, write your own book," and you think, "Oh, please!" I think I'll take a nap. The idea of writing a book, I've already done it, but it's online. Okay, I've already done it, and it's a whole lot more exciting than trying to make stuff come alive on a paper. It's better, in my humble opinion, to do the presentation. So you decide. And then what's this? That's the back button. Yeah, folks, this is what you're up against. See, the back button brings you back to the home page. See what you're missing in the face-to-face classes? I have a very sick sense of humor. My wife often says, "You'll have to excuse my husband. He's a very sick man." But anyway, dear students, this is our guided tour of the class website, realizing that you can use the class website or you can just walk through the material using Canvas. Cool? Any questions? By the way, I didn't show you what happens when you click on one of them. Here, let's go to chapter one, first presentation. Let's do the video. So chapter one, first presentation, and dun-da-da-da, it comes up on your screen.
Good morning.
or notice.
Good afternoon, or maybe good evening.
You can't hear it. You can't hear it because I have the audio turned off. I apologize. But you can hear it. And notice there's...
We don't know when you're watching this or listening to this. There's
the automatic closed captioning. Of course, if you're looking at this on your phone...
Happy, yeah, honored, right. Proud,
and so if you want to use the closed caption, you're probably going to have to do it on a computer. Okay? So questions, you know who to contact. Dear students, be awesome. We're proud of you. We're honored and happy and grateful that you're with us. See ya.